The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on July 4th, 1985. The lecture was given during the initiation ceremony.
Over this material ocean of nations, even if there's a few tests, Krishna helps those who are helping, trying to help themselves, trying to advance in this service. So I don't take any more time. We hope that we're very endeared to see that people by chanting, those who have taken sevak before, they got most of them receive such inspiration that now they are coming up to take sadak, or in some cases even harinam, which shows that they are steadily advancing. Spiritual life is not theoretical. Real spiritual life means that you get a real taste for it. You get a real reciprocation from Krishna. So no one can get that taste unless they initially begin to chant, unless they take this step and follow the instructions of Guru. So those who are starting off as sevaks, taking this beginning step, or even those who are previous to sevak, who are starting to chant Hare Krishna on a regular basis as a trial, we extend our hand to them that they can advance very quickly and develop their taste for Krishna consciousness. Our only objective is to see that people get back to home, back to Godhead. As many as we can save in this short time of our lifespan, that is our objective. Because once you go there, Napnuvanti Mahatmana Sang Siddhing Paramam Gata, you don't have to again come back down into this material suffering again. So that end of suffering we like to do for as many people as possible. And what can be easier if one doesn't have to go through extreme suffering to do it? One doesn't have to go through extreme austerity to do it. One can simply lead a regulated life, chant Hare Krishna, dance in ecstasy, feast on Krishna Prasadam, go back home, back to Godhead. It's not very difficult, because naturally our attraction and our love for Krishna will draw us back to that spiritual world. So, thank you very much for waiting. Are there any questions? Last chance. Anyone has any question? So, we have this, the sevaks are the first to get blessed, then sadaks, then harinam. So, the principles of the sevaks are accepted by the others. Principles of sadaks accepted by harinam also. And the principles of the harinam, of course, they're even more advanced. So when I ask the question, who are the sevak and sevika candidates, raise your hand. All right. So I'm going to ask the four basic principles, and the other, when I ask the principal, if you agree, then you'll be saying Hare Krishna. The others, sadha candidates, can also confirm by saying Hare Krishna. Then I'll call up for getting the blessing. Then we'll go to the next,
the sadha.
You can have a cameraman take pictures when they come up, each one individually. That way they may want to keep it. So those who believe that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Absolute Truth is Lord Shri Krishna, and who believe that Krishna has appeared in the age of Kali as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful avatar, say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
If you believe that pure devotional service unto Lord Sri Krishna's lotus feet is the perfection of life, and your goal in life is to ultimately achieve pure devotional service unto Lord Krishna's lotus feet, then say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
In order to quickly achieve this pure devotional service unto Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, if you want spiritual guidance from me and accept me as your instructing spiritual master or Shiksha Guru, then say Hare Krishna. If, as a Krishna Sevak, you intend to gradually increase your devotional service with practice to eventually become pure in your personal habits so that you can achieve eternal shelter of Krishna in this lifetime. For the Krishna Sevak candidates, if in the future you want to receive Harinam initiation from me, for that you want my blessings, to advance quickly in Krishna consciousness, then say Hare Krishna. All right. Okay. If I call a husband, then because it doesn't mark here who the husband is, so the wife should also come at the same time. Is Jai Gopal? His wife is Sangeeta. Krishna Sevak, Jai Gopal. Okay, there are four other principles for sadhaks, which you'll read out quickly. If you agree with these principles, then you'll fold your hands and say Hare Krishna. If you follow the principle of regularly chanting a daily minimum of rounds, that should be minimum 18 up to 16, depending on each individual, what they've mentioned here to me. And to regularly chant Hare Krishna Sankirtan, congregational chanting, as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then say Hare Krishna. The principle of studying Lord Krishna's teachings. If you intend to regularly study and attend classes on Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other books by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, under the guidance of myself and my representatives, then say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Then there's a principle of worshipping Lord Sri Krishna. If you're dedicated to practice worshipping Lord Sri Krishna in the Krishna conscious temples and in your home, if you're living outside the ashram, as far as practical, including offering foodstuff and aratrik to Lord Krishna, worshipping the sacred tulsi plant, worshipping the spiritual master as a non-different representative of Lord Krishna, as well as following basic devotional practices or sadhanas, whether living in the temple or at home, then say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And if you're determined to, this is a principle of determination and desire for advancement. Actually, this is very important, because if we simply desire to advance and we're determined to step by step try for it, Krishna, He always helps His devotees. He takes one step, rather, He takes 10 steps towards you for every one step you take towards Him. This is the principle. If you're determined to attempt controlling your mind and senses by engaging them productively in Lord Krishna's devotional service under my guidance through the regular practice of Bhakti Yoga, and if you want to quickly become qualified to accept the eternal shelter of Harinam and become fixed in pure joy of spiritual practices, for this purpose, if you want spiritual blessings from me, then chant, then say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. So here we have Mr. and Mrs. Shivanation. Krishna Sadak Shivanation. Krishna Matyastu. Now, Harinam initiations. The process is that they come up one by one, or husband and wife, and then they offer their obeisances here. Then when I ask them, they state the four principles and chanting. Then I give them their spiritual name and their beads. So we have here Dr. Sitaram and Sheila.
request that there's one problem is that these beads are to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. After the 8th bead, they're to have a string attached, but like this. But it doesn't have attached, so this can be added later. But kindly, don't forget to add. What are the four regulative principles? How many times Hare Krishna per day?
16 rounds per day.
Minimum 16. That's nice. And dedicated to following the disciplic succession coming down through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada in his teachings. So, your name already had Sita Raman. I didn't want to change it too much because it was already a holy name. So, slight change is there. Now, instead of the servant of Sita and Ram, you're the servant of Radha and Krishna. Your name is Sri Radha Raman. Sita Raman to Radha Raman, but Sri Radha Raman. You're the servant of Srimati Radharani, who is possesses all perfections. Your name is Siddheshwari Devi Dasi. Mrs. and Mr. Venkataraman, Hare Krishna. Krishna Mati Astu. Four principles. How many times chanting Hare? You dedicate the following the disciplic succession from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. So your name means that you're the servant of Lord Krishna, who is the knower of the Vedas. By Krishna's mercy, one can know all the Vedas because he's the knower of the Vedas. Your name is Vedavid Das Adhikari. Your name means you're the servant of the supreme form of pure love for Krishna, which is only manifested by Srimati Radharani and Lord Chaitanya. Your name is Mahabhava Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna. We have Mahendra. What are the four principles? No onion and garlic either. And how many times chanting Hare Krishna per day? Dedicated to following the principles of disciplic succession from Prabhupada. So, your name means you're the servant of, well, it's self-explanatory. I think everyone knows what it means. Your name is, right now you're unmarried, so that means you're still Brahmachari. Your name is Mahavishnu Das Brahmachari. Then we have next Vinod. Four principles. No intoxication. And how many times Hare Krishna? Dedicate the following disciplic succession to Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Your name is Vijay Madhav Das Adhikari. Madhav is a form of Krishna that takes away the impediments in the heart of the devotees. Also, loving form. So we have here Govindan. How many times chanting every day? You dedicate the following the disciplic succession from Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya. Your name is Gaur Govinda Das Brahmachari. Four principles. How many times chanting? Dedicated to following the disciplic succession of Prabhupada. So, name was already there, Gopi. So just a slight change to Gopinath Das Adhikari. Gopi to Gopinath. Ramanujan, what are the four principles? No intoxication. How many times Hare Krishna? So, dedicated to following the Guru Parampara from Srila Prabhupada. Your name means you're the servant of Lord Nityananda, who is the incarnation of Balaram. Your name is Ram Nitai Das Adhikari. Sudhakaran. What are the four principles? How many times Hare Krishna per day? Committed to following the Guru Parampara from Prabhupada. Your name is the servant of the spiritual master who is a devotee of Krishna. Your name is Sadguru Das Adhikari. Balakrishnan, what are the four principles? And how many times Hare Krishna is a minimum every day? You're committed to following Srila Prabhupada's disciplic succession from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So your name, you're the servant of Lord Chaitanya as a boy. Your name is Bala Gauranga Das Adhikari. Bala Gaurangan.
Now we need is some initiated devotees or sadhaks to take up the position on the four corners of the fire.
One here, one here, one there, one there.
And to be reading from the some scripture, Gita or Bhagavad, during the ceremony.
Someone who's not...
Om Agyana
Agyana
Marindasya Gyananjana
Gyananjana
Salakaya
Salakaya
Chakshu
Chakshu
Unamilita
Unamilita
Jena
Jena
Tasmai
Tasmai
Sri
Sri
Gurave
Gurave
Namaha
Namaha
Swaha
Shrimate,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Vedanta,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Restaya,
Restaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimate,
Srimate,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Vedanta,
Vedanta,
Swami,
Swami,
Iti,
Iti,
Namine,
Namine,
Namaste,
Namaste,
Saraswati,
Saraswati,
Deve,
Deve,
Goda,
Goda,
Vani,
Vani,
Pracharine,
Pracharine,
Nirvishesha,
Nirvishesha,
Sunyavadi,
Sunyavadi,
Paschatya,
Paschatya,
Desha,
Desha,
Tarine,
Tarine,
Swaha,
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 Namo,
Namo,
Om,
Om,
Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Padaya,
Padaya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Prestaya,
Prestaya,
Utale,
Utale,
Srimate,
Srimate,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Siddhanta,
Siddhanta,
Saraswati,
Saraswati,
Namine,
Namine,
Swaha,
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 Swaha, Swaha, Devi, Daya, Daya, Kripav, Daya, Krishna, Sambandha, Vigyana, Dayane, Harine, Prabhave,
Swaha,
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 Namo,
Gaura,
Kishoraya, Saksha,
Vairagya,
Murtaye, Vipralamba, Prasambodhe, Padambu, Jayate,
Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Namo,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Vinodaya,
Vinodaya,
Sakshat,
Sakshat,
Sachit,
Ananda,
Ananda,
Namine,
Namine,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Shakti,
Shakti,
Sarupaya,
Sarupaya,
Rupanuga,
Rupanuga,
Varayate,
Varayate.